Hello.
Hi, Malika. It's Allison. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks. So I figured I'd give you obviously my full attention on this. Now, remind me, I sent a physician's form to the social worker. What was
Yes.
his name? Mark. Mark.
Yes, Mark. I forgot his last name. It begins with an F, I believe.
That's okay. So I sent that over. And then you guys had the first appointment on the 11th. Did that happen?
Yes, it did. But she couldn't do it because my mother doesn't have an ID.
Okay. Got it.
Okay, so she doesn't have an ID. So I got in contact with the place, the transitional place that she's with or whatever.
Yeah.
And so they sent me that on the first. The guy literally sent me a text just now saying that, oh, my mom, her needs exceed the benefits that they're able to offer, so she has to
Okay.
find another place or whatever.
Got it.
So, I'm figuring I'll just bring her here, but I don't have like anything here.
Yeah, she's gonna need skilled care.
Yeah. So,
Okay. Does she have Medicare by any chance?
and that's another thing. They said that she does, but they still haven't told me what it is or, the name of the Medicare. And that was something that I expressed in a text message. She told me it was United Healthcare. That was the last
Okay.
insurance that she had.
'Cause I have access to the Medicaid portal, which if she doesn't have it, I'm not gonna find her. But
Okay.
if she does have Medicaid, I can see if there's a Medicare plan attached. So Medicare is for either age or required disabilities verified by Social Security, and then Medicaid is for low income individuals.
Okay.
So the Medicare portion is going to cover skilled short-term care for her. Long-term care is going to be covered under Medicaid. So that is more like non-skilled, depending on her ailment. So long-term care, you can do basically daily living activities for her, assist her with everything, showering, cooking, cleaning, transferring in and out of a wheelchair if needed, in and out of a bed, but you can't administer medicine. So with Medicare, you can have a skilled nurse that comes in and administers medicine if she has any IV picks, anything like that.
Okay.
Hospital bed, Hoyer lift, all of that. I don't know what she uses, what she has, but depending on her situation, I just wanted to give you that information and we could base it off what kind of care she needs because I'm not there in person.
Okay. So right now she has a bed. It has bars so that she can lift herself. She has a wheelchair and she
Okay.
has a walker that you can sit down on.
Okay. She can walk around though. How's her mobility? She has the walker.
She does have a walker, but she hasn't really been walking around since she's been at therapy.
Okay.
She do walk a little bit, but not as much at all. So,
Does she have stairs in her home?
where she's at right now, no. And she'll actually have the same amount here if she
Okay.
was to go up the stairs. I was thinking like her entry would be, I have a half bathroom in my basement
Yeah.
on my bottom floor. So, like she'll be able to come through the garage.
Okay.
And as far as showering, we would have to do like bed baths, I would think, because she
Yeah.
does have a one that's all the way upstairs.
Now, where is she currently? Is she with Marco at Abigail Rehab?
No,
Okay.
she's at 5300 Master Street in Philadelphia, PA.
And do they have a discharge date on her?
I don't know. He sent me this text message literally today. He did send all his other information. I can give you that information if you want it.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then that way, and then maybe you'll be able to actually get everything, you know, with the official reason for the visit.
Situated.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to get a like an idea of. So you said 5,300 master?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so she's home.
No, it's a house.
Oh,
And she
okay.
has a room within that house.
Got it. Okay. So, but
But
that's where she lives.
yes. Yeah.
Okay, so she's not in the facility anymore.
No, she's not at the Abigail house. This is called a transfer. Hold on, I'm gonna send you this so
Oh,
you can
like the
check it.
transition.
Transitional housing. That's what they
Okay.
call it. So that's where she's at, but this is like they were supposed to provide her with all the stuff that she needed. They claim
Got it.
that she refused services, but I said even if she did, then why didn't y'all let Mark know within the time frame? Like,
Got it. Okay. So we can reapply her now. What did, so she doesn't have the license. Let me see. I would say capitalize on her Medicare, whoever the Medicare provider is. I know she doesn't have Medicaid, but if you want, you can give me her social to see if I can search her up by a different, like if she comes up under a different name, but I have her date of birth as January 31st, 1972.
I would
Okay.
have to call her for her social. One second. Hold on. I'll put
Yeah.
her. Hold on.
What's up?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Yeah, her phone is going in and out. I got it though.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's 142-80-0-0-0-0-0.
I just want to see if she comes up under a different name. That way I'm able to point you guys in some direction. Because I know you guys are having trouble with the. Who's her provider? Okay. No, she doesn't have anything at all.
Oh my God.
All right. So, does she have like any other insurance cards?
She doesn't have any of her stuff with her. My
Okay.
aunt, she doesn't have anything. Like she's literally starting from scratch. Now
Yeah.
she had is there a way that I can call like welfare or something like that?
So the broker that came out that couldn't do the appointment, they're like they need a state ID. I would say if she's already enrolled with Medicare, then go towards that. 'Cause then they'll already have everything on file. If she goes towards welfare, which is like the Medicaid portion for the long-term care, they're gonna make her re-enroll or like she's a new enrollee, which is what we tried to do, and they said that she needs a new state ID or a state ID. So she's gonna need a state ID to enroll either way. But if she's already enrolled with Medicare, they should already have that information. Am I making sense? I feel like I'm just speaking.
Yes. So now it's getting this ID. How can I? How can I do this? How can I get her?
Can you request one online, possibly, and they use her old ID picture?
Oh, maybe.
I've had that. I've personally done that. So
request it online?
Yeah, I think you can request one in the mail, and they use your old ID picture.
Okay.
That's something.
Well, I have a question, because that's for the state of New Jersey. So to be in PA, what's like, does she would still need her ID, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so she has a New Jersey ID right now?
Yeah, so we're from Jersey. So that's the thing. Like, transition everything. And that's another thing that really bothered me with this, is because they knew she was coming from Jersey. They knew that she needed all this stuff. So
you're catching me up to date. This is all making
sense to me
now. No. I apologize. I feel like I was just giving you like general information. So, okay. So does she currently have active Medicaid in another state?
She did. It should still be active, yes.
So for them to close New Jersey and reopen in Pennsylvania, she has to do the ID. She has to transition everything. So if you can do that online, I don't know. For a new state ID, you might have to go in person.
Let me see. Does she need, like, because like in Jersey you need 6 points. She don't have her her birth certificate or her social.
They don't transfer, like, I know for a fact that they don't transfer benefits state to state.
Okay,
so you would have to close it in New Jersey and reopen in Pennsylvania. So it's looking like she could do, let me see, she doesn't have birth certificate. Does she have a passport?
No.
No social security card. Does she have any like W-2 forms?
Nope.
So how does she identify herself?
Well, she had everything at our house in Jersey, but my aunt came in that, you know, she threw out everything. She didn't see none of her stuff. So she literally has to start from scratch, and it's just
Yeah, she's going to need those. She's going to need those regardless of application to do anything insurance-wise in Pennsylvania. To even begin the process of switching it, so I'm using quotations, you would need identification for her, especially in Pennsylvania. Or else you could show like a vehicle registration with an updated address, utility bill with an updated address, lease agreement with an updated address for a PA ID. But they're going to need her to be a resident of Pennsylvania. So she needs an ID for that.
Okay.
And to even apply for benefits, yeah, that would be the initial step, is get her documented in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
I know that's overwhelming, but if you have any questions, please do not hesitate to contact me.
Okay.
Yeah, any questions, concerns, you can text me quick, call me quick, whatever I can do to help your family.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Do you have any questions?
No, not right now. I'm good. I have a clear.
All right. Again, anything, do not hesitate.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Of course. Let me know when you need me.
All right.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.